Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these. As we just heard, that was a promise that Jesus made to his disciples as they sat in the upper room, having just enjoyed the Last Supper, as Jesus prepared them for the time ahead after his death, resurrection, and ascension. Then Jesus promises them that when he departs from them, God the Father will send them another guide, another advocate, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus assures them this gift will help them find the way in the days ahead, as he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." It is this gift that we celebrate today on the Feast of Pentecost, and it is that gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit, which enables the church to do those promised greater works, that empowers us to do God's work without fear. Over the course of the season of Easter, the great 50 days, which ends today on Pentecost, a word which literally means the 50th, over the course of the Easter season, we celebrate three pivotal events, three central moments in our salvation history. We start with the great vigil of Easter and the festivities of Easter Sunday, when we celebrate the good news of the resurrection, that Jesus overcame death and the grave, and that he shared this with his disciples as they spent those next 40 days with him, as he had continued to appear with them in his resurrected form. And then on the 40th day, we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, that moment when the resurrected Jesus departed from the disciples, lifted up into heaven, where he could take his rightful place at the right hand of God the Father. And finally, today, on the 50th day, we celebrate Pentecost, the day on which the gift of the Holy Spirit came upon the church, empowering us to do the work that we are still doing today, to do those greater works that Jesus promised his disciples that they and all who would come to believe in him would do. And today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles describes the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit filled the disciples as they were all gathered in that upper room, and then how those Spirit-filled, Spirit-inspired disciples spilled out onto the streets of Jerusalem, where some of the crowd was amazed, some perplexed, and some sneered. But despite the sneering of some in the crowd, Peter, standing with the other disciples at his side, boldly addressed the crowd and preached the good news. In his address to the crowd, Peter quotes from the book of the prophet Joel, directing the crowd's attention to God's promise, as recorded by Joel, of a day when God's Spirit would be poured out upon the young and the old, upon men and upon women, upon slave and free. A day when God's Spirit would give all the ability to proclaim the truth. So today, we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, when Joel's prophecy began to be fulfilled as the Holy Spirit came upon those early disciples and filled them with the wisdom, courage, and strength to begin the work of spreading this glorious truth, of sharing the good news, both through word and deed, at first on the streets of Jerusalem and then soon thereafter to distant lands, including this plot of land on the corner of South Main and Markley in the west end of Greenville. Pentecost, therefore, is a day on which we can reflect on the greater works that we have done through the power of the Spirit, and then consider how the Spirit is calling us to continue to proclaim the good news both in word and deed, in word and in witness in the days ahead. This past week, as many of you know, I, along with two members of our parish, Scott Chastain and Aaron Culbertson, spent 3 days at Canuga, the Episcopal Retreat Center, just about an hour north of here in the mountains of North Carolina. And we were there at the Congregational Leadership Initiative, a program of the Episcopal Church that's being offered to small and mid-sized parishes who have been identified as having great promise, parishes that are seen as being well-positioned to meet the challenges of proclaiming the gospel in a changing world. And we were honored to receive the nomination of our bishop and to be selected to go and participate, and I hope that we will take full advantage of the ongoing support that we will receive from it as we continue to reflect on how we are being particularly called here at St. Andrew's to proclaim and share the good news. As Scott and Aaron and I were preparing to attend the opening conference at Canuga this past week, we were asked to pull together a variety of materials to help tell the story of St. Andrew's, to help show the character of this parish, of what makes it unique, of what defines us as a place. And as part of that exercise, we were asked to find one image or photograph that best captured who we are. But you might imagine that's not an easy thing to do. But after considering a number of images, we settled on a picture that was taken of us, the members of St. Andrew's, gathered outside the church doors in December of 2017, when we were returning to this worship space after several months of restoration and renovation work to the interior and exterior of this church. Restoration work that was made possible through gifts made to the Greater Works campaign, a campaign founded upon the promise that this parish has greater works to do in this place. In the picture that we selected, you could see the gathered community, young and old, men and women, just as Peter described using the words of the prophet Joel. Folks who have been members of this parish for decades, as well as folks who had just joined us. Folks who were in the first decade of their life, as well as folks who were in their eighth or ninth decade. After having worshipped in the parish hall for several months over the course of the fall of 2017, as this building was being restored, we were gathered outside of the doors to this space in prayer and joyful anticipation of the opportunity to worship again together in this space. And I don't know how many of you can remember that day and recall the joy that filled this space as we entered it again, moments after that picture was taken. But I remember it well. And I remember experiencing the presence of the Spirit in this place as we returned to worship here again. We were celebrating our continued stewardship of the gift of the beauty of this place and the gift of this particular place, this particular piece of land in the midst of all that is happening in the West End of Greenville, where the Spirit has called us to proclaim the good news. And through our ongoing worship and the rich splendor of our tradition, through our continued witness to serve those in need in the community around us, and through our unreserved welcome to all God's children to join us in the work that we do here, we are continuing to fulfill that promise that Jesus issued to those disciples 2,000 years ago. And so today, as we give thanks for the Holy Spirit and for the greater works that it has empowered us to do in this place, let us consider what are the even greater works that God has in store for us in the days ahead, and how each one of you can play a critical role in making it so.